Well, it's going to be a big farewell for Jonathan Thurston, but Parramatta, of course, are out to spoil the party, as always, and as they should be. There's no doubt about that. Tomorrow night, it's the 8 p.m. game. Jarryd Hayne and maybe even our man Corey Norman in doubt. We're about to find out from Corey Norman himself. G'day, Corey.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you travelling? Are you going to be playing?
Yeah, I'm playing. I don't know where that's come from.
All right, that's good. What about Jarryd?
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine as well.
All right. Well, that's all good news. What about this challenge? What's the preparation been like?
Yeah, it's been really good. You know, we moved on from last week and we've jumped right into the Cowboys and had a good look at them. And you know, everyone's buzzing to get up there and play.
Well, I was going to say, Corey, what do you take out of this game and how do you block out all the noise that's going to be all about JT?
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, you just can't worry about that. There's going to be a good crowd up there. There's going to be a good atmosphere, which is, you know, always good to play in front of. And we're just going to have to worry about what we need to do to beat them.
You've had 3 wins from your last 5 games, so there's some hope there.
Yeah, there is. You know, we got to go in believing that we're going to win or we won't. So, there's definitely belief in the camp. And we just want to go up there and enjoy our football and it's going to be a really good night. So, we're all itching to get up there.
It's strange, mate. David Middleton told us earlier on, in the last, I think since around 20 of the competition, more bottom 4 sides have won games than top 4 teams.
Yeah, it is a bit crazy. I think we've noticed that too, because all the teams around us that we wanted to lose keep winning. So.
Yeah, so exactly. So everyone trying to avoid the wooden spoon, they all keep winning.
Yeah, exactly. So we've noticed that a bit. So I think Friday night's going to be a good match.
you would have been death riding that that field goal from Lachlan Lewis the other week, wouldn't you? Like, just get short, get short.
Yeah. Well, 100%. But it was a good field goal, boy. To be honest.
Yeah, no, yeah. It was. It was indeed. It was indeed. The Cowboys, you know, you're up against them, both sitting on 14 points. You're ahead on the ladder. By four and against. What motivation is there to not finish at the bottom? And does that come into it, or does it just go through your process as you guys talk about sometimes?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both, to be honest. No one wants that wooden spoon, so that's definitely a bit of motivation. And like you said, just going through our processes, doing what we've been doing at training all week, and really just excited to get the job done.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here. Firstly, what do you guys use for motivation? Because the Cowboys are farewelling Jonathan Thurston at home. Yeah. It's Matt Scott's 250th game, and it's Jake Granville's 100th game. So they've got milestones coming out of their wazoo, Corey.
Yeah, they do. And I guess it's the wooden spoon and probably just spoiling that party up there. So if we can do that, it'll be a good win.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game, isn't it? Where do you target those boys, mate? Do you run straight down JT's channel and make him do a lot of work?
Oh, yeah, look, I think you've got to go through the Cowboys. I know they've got a big pack, but, you know, you got to go through them and definitely get out JT as well and their young half as well. Clifford, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Jake Clifford, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So get through the middle and get at their halves and just really try to blunt their attack.
Corey, you're fullback again. You'd rather be 5'8", though?
Yeah, I'd rather be 5'8", but I think that's going to be it for this week and next week. So that's the way it is, and that's where Brad put me. So, it's a good little challenge for me, and you know, it's a bit different to what I'm used to, but it's good.
Are you more puffed after fullback game than a 5'8" game? I thought mentally you've got to make more decisions in the halves, don't you? Or...
Yeah, you do. I guess it's different because you're always running at the back. We're at the up the front line. It's you know, you get a bit of a rest out there because, you know, you're not always tackling. So it's a bit different, but I'd probably say you're a bit more tired after playing in the halves.
Corey, let me ask you about Bevan French, mate. There's a headline in the paper today, too good to waste away at Wente. Can you see him, you know, where is he in the footballing world in the scheme of things of the Parramatta Eels?
Yeah, look, that's hard for me to say because I'm not the coach, but he's definitely, you know, he's very talented. And we actually went down to watch the Wenning boys on the weekend, and, you know, you can just see he's a class above reserve grade. So, yeah, that's for Brad and him to sort out. But, yeah, he definitely belongs in the NRL, and yeah, I think fullback.
And mate, it feels like, unfortunately, I've been asking you this round one this year, but I've got to ask just in case. Any movement on next year yet?
Nah, mate, there's absolutely nothing. So I'll probably close out the year and sit down with my manager and stuff like that. But as it stands, I'm still here next year as well.
Corey, mate, you're at the airport, so we'll let you go. Good luck up there in North Queensland. It's going to be a packed house. The atmosphere will be fantastic, but you could silence them with a surprise win. Good luck.
Cheers. Thank you.